Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series. I'm Anishka Perlman. This month, two Berlin music clubs, The Monarch and White Trash Fast Food, are presenting a concert series of American folk music. Simon Wojan, the concert promoter, is hoping Berliners will acquire a taste for this unique and eclectic music genre.
It means a lot to me. I travel in the States like since 8 years every year, and I really got into all the Harry Smith field recordings, the Alan Lomax field recordings. I saw an exhibition of photographs from Alan Lomax in New York like 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And I don't know, it's just something that I think that I really like because there's nothing comparable in Germany, really.
Wojan is referring to the collection of recordings that Harry Smith released as an anthology of American folk music, as well as recordings, films, and photos from Alan Lomax, one of the great field collectors of the 20th century. Such documents have helped keep the legacy of folk music alive. Three artists will perform in the series: Frank Fairfield, William Tyler, and Brothers Unconnected. Wojan says the concept is variety.
The idea to put them all together under one theme basically stems from the fact that they are all, like, besides being all like highly talented and totally amazing, that they all represent kind of a different side of that folk tradition, with Frank Fairfield being the most traditional one. And he also, when he plays, like, he walks through the city the whole day and just plays. You rarely see him without his instrument. He's just like completely personifies that those people that I as a German only know from those old records, and he's like an amazing banjo player.
Offsetting Fairfield's traditional interpretations are Tyler's more modern influences. The most seasoned act is Brothers Unconnected. They played for 27 years under the name of Sun City Girls until their bandmate Charles Gosher died. Sun City Girls started out in the American punk and experimental scene. Since then, they have traveled the world documenting folk music and incorporating these influences into their own work. Alan Bishop says it's impossible to pin down their music since it encompasses so many different traditions and mediums. He says that in non-Western cultures, music is more integrated and celebrated in daily life, whereas in Western cultures, music is often a commodity or event.
As long as you're willing to realize that, you know, yes, you may not make much money, you may not become, you know, popular in the sense that popular is known or as defined, but at least you're doing what you believe in and what you truly feel that you need to do. That's really the ultimate area that you can attain, and it should be celebrated. And do we really need a million fans? Do we really need $1 million? Do we really need it?
Simon Wojan hopes Berliners will enjoy a break from mainstream pop culture as these artists honor American folk in their own way. The concerts take place on April 14th, May 17th, and May 26th. For NPR Berlin, I'm Anishka Perlman.